Hello, Big Fatty. This is Kimberly calling. Just to say how much I love you. Big Fatty online, Big Fatty online. You make me happy every day. You bring us love and relation. Mr. Fat and Fighting again. I always love you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I always love you.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3459 of the BFO for Monday, the 17th of May, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about my trip to Flow Rida. Yes, we got it. Buttercreams, Big Fatty, you're talking my language. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you are buttercreams in just a few minutes. But y'all, I'm happy to say we are back here in the Fat Villa, in the studio. Yes, Big Fatty, and you are podcasting with pants off. Well, you didn't have to tell that. Big Fatty, they already knew it. Yes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I see y'all today. Today, the 17th of May, y'all, it is one of the most, if not the most, important. Or, Big Fatty, it's not the most. That would be your, the celebrations of exiting the birth canal. We have not one, but two, I say, two of, the, you know, if... Really, the top shelf celebrations today. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you're two of my favorite ladies. Big Fatty, you're just a sweet talker. It's true. Y'all, the first you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's one of Big Fatty's treasures to have a voice recording. Of one of the biggest supporters of the BFO. I believe she's been listening since day one. Big Fatty, you've been ruining her life for 13 years. It's true. She's the BFO ambassador to the Faroe Islands, and y'all, I'm gonna say she's the official lesbitarian of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, and she loves the tuna. It's true. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Miss Kim Beaver. Big Fatty, we all love Kim Beebe. I don't know anybody who doesn't love Kim Beebe. Be Fatty. Always there to support Big Fatty. And just generous with words and deeds. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all then are second. Our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you hear her every day here on the BFO. Big Fatty, that week that my cousin Canoodle McNoodle, Daniel Beamer loves her, filled in for me. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only buttercream queen herself. Y'all, it's Poodle Big Fatty. We love Poodle. So y'all, if you see Kim Beamer or Poodle on the 20 or the face, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, there sure as hell better be a big old piece of cake. Y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday show. Y'all, Thursday, we went to a restaurant called, I don't remember what it was called, but y'all, they were supposed to have, no, we didn't. We went to a restaurant called The Feast. And y'all, it was in a strip mall, so our expectations were low. But y'all, it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. Y'all, we had a hot Latino guy with a man bun. Big Fatty, you kept touching yourself through the entire meal. I did. His name was Ricardo. And Ricardo was undressed by many at the table. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty had a black and blue New York strip steak. Well, with onion rings and y'all, some of the best sauteed vegetables I've ever had. Y'all, they were cut razor thin, a lot of times you get them the thick cut and they're just. But y'all, these were razor thin and they tasted wonderful, then on fall right. We got up and everybody went to the beach. Y'all, Big Fatty did not go to the beach a single time. Y'all, I'm not a beach person. I've told you this in the past. But came back and y'all, it was our last night at the Sandy House. And before we get to that, y'all, I got one more nip story to tell. Because, y'all, while everybody was out at the beach on fall right, y'all, I was starting to clean up around the house. And so I went in everybody's boudoir and picked up the extra drinking glasses that had been laying around. And, y'all, I went in the nip's room. And, y'all, he had a huge drinking glass in there. And I went down and I was putting it in the dishwasher, and I looked at it, and y'all, it was a vase, so when they came back from the beach, I said, I picked up your drinking glass in your bedroom. I said, the big one. He goes, well, yeah, I wanted a big glass. There on my bedside table, I said it was a vase, and y'all, I thought he was going to have a hissy fit. He was laughing so much, but anyway, y'all, we went to the Sandbar restaurant again. Y'all, we went to that earlier in the week, and everybody enjoyed it. So we went back. Big Fatty Y'all, I've just been having appetizers when I went there, and I had the street cone and Brussels sprouts, and then I had some crab cakes, and y'all, they were delicious, just delicious. And y'all, everybody got their own thing, and y'all, Flo, you know Flo. Flo is the Nip sister, and y'all, I can tell you that they are related, and I have a Flo story for you, which will prove that they are related. Y'all, Flo ordered the fried shrimps platter. And y'all, it came with the coleslaw and the French fried potatoes and, you know, the scrimps and the sauces and everything. And, you know, Flo is, oh, anybody want a scrimp? And, you know, no, we got our own food. And, you know, got on into the meal, and everybody was chowing down on everything. And she goes, anybody want a French fried potato? And no, I'm good. Thank you, though. And y'all, all of a sudden she goes, these aren't French fries. Y'all, she was eating the tails of the shrimp, of the scrimps that, you know, still had the batter and all of them. She thought they were the French fried potatoes. And y'all, I don't know if she swallowed all of them, but one of them, she finally realized, this isn't a French fried potato. And y'all, she was spitting it out and everything. Y'all, it was absolutely hilarious. However, on the way to the restaurant, Big Fatty got us lost. Y'all, it was not one of my better moments. Anyway, we got an extra little bit of nipple walking in. And y'all, we came back to the Sandy house, and y'all, Loretta Lynn and Larry had ordered or the day before they had ordered a cake for our last night, and y'all, it was a key lime cake, and it normally comes with a key lime frosting and coconut on top of it. But they, Loretta Lynn and Larry thought that the Nip didn't like coconut, so they said, oh, no! Y'all, that is some chow chow. They got the key lime cake, but they got a buttercream frosting on it. Yes, Big Fatty, which is why we are buttercreams today. Well, that, and it's because it's your celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, by the way, when you were in the Vons East in Flo-Rida, did you notice that the bakery they sold just a tub of their buttercream frosting? I did, and I immediately thought of Taylor the Latte Boy. Yes, Big Fatty, he has that running through his veins. He does. But anyway, y'all, so we came back and we had the cake, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And, y'all, a lot of the restaurants on this island, they buy some of their cakes and their key lime pies and all from this particular bakery. It's just I think it's called the Hometown or the Home. I think it's the Hometown Bakery. And, y'all, they're well known. Big Fatty packed up his valise as much as he could. On that fright day night, y'all got up Saturday morning, finished packing my valise, double-checked the crow's nest, and took my, I had to have help getting my valise and the podcasting studio equipment down, but the Nip helped with that, and y'all, packed up lots of things. Y'all, me and Flo were the only two in Kaz. And so y'all, the two of us ended up taking a lot of the stuff because we had to clear out the frigid air. Y'all, I ended up coming home with bottles of beer and some cheese and limes and onions. And what else did I have? Oh, a couple of pounds of the Bafrin and the mustard. I brought the mustard. Y'all, I left the mayonnaise. I no, No, Big Fatty, we do not need the Monets in the villa. It's true, we don't. And, y'all, I got on the road. We had to be checked out by 10 a.m. in the morning. But, y'all, I did as much as I could to to help prepare the house for evacuation. Big Fatty, you evacuated your bowels. No, I didn't. anyway, y'all, the night before we left, y'all, I thought it was a hurricane. I thought it was a hurricane coming through. Y'all, the wind was blowing at 25 miles an hour, gusting to 35. Y'all, it was lovely for sleeping. And anyway, I got on the 75, as they would say out there in the California, y'all, I was gonna, you know, I had the mechanical telling me which way was the fastest, and y'all, I normally would cut across on the 4, but y'all, evidently there was traffic around Rat World, so it set me up to Ocala. And from Ocala up to Jacksonville, and then Jacksonville to Charleston, y'all, it was a lovely drive. I stopped a little bit at the McDonald's and got me a sausage McMuffin. Actually, I got two of them, and a large a coffee. And, y'all, then I stopped one time for gasoline, petroleum, and then, y'all, I stopped, where else did I stop? I stopped somewhere else. I didn't stop to TT. Where else did I, maybe I just stopped twice. y'all got home about 4 p.m. in the afternoon, unloaded, old Ruby Red, brought everything in, unpacked it. Y'all, it took me about 30 to 45 minutes just to unpack everything and put things away and everything. And y'all, then I settled down. Granny did a little FaceTime with me about 8 o'clock, 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, he says, "You look tired." I said, "I am tired." And so we chatted for a little bit, but that was about it. Y'all, then I got up on Sunday morning, went through all of my mail and my newspapers. Y'all, I got a lot of Sudokus to do. Yes, Big Fatty, you didn't throw any of those away. I did not. And y'all, my neighbor brought me a new jar of Chow Chow. And I went out on my nipple walk. Y'all, my heel, my foot didn't hurt at all on the nipple walk. And y'all, even though the it was a little warm, the humidity wasn't too bad on my nipple walk. And y'all, I came back, got me a share, put some clothes. Y'all, I had packages here waiting on me, and I couldn't remember what I had ordered from the Kohl's. But y'all, there was a new rug, and there was a tablecloth and a table runner, and some new pair of my walking shoes, and a new pair of corduroy jeans. Big Fatty, wasn't that your stripper? No, anyway. But y'all finished all that. I'm getting ready to record the LFC with old Veda here in a little while. But y'all, that pretty much was the end of my week and my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, the best news of all from the waycation. Y'all, I didn't weigh while I was on the waycation, y'all. I weighed 152.6 when I left, and y'all, I got on the scale Sunday after my nipple walk, 151.4. So I actually lost a pound on the way, KB. Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday girl, Miss Kim Beaver. And Kim, is there a message you want to send everyone on your birthday?
I always love you.
Oh, Big Fatty, she can be everybody's beaver if she wants.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.